This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the cattle markets for Friday, October 2nd. Well, cattle markets yesterday were fairly quiet. Not a lot of activity, especially in feeders where they were generally flat. Live cattle tried to get a little something going on the upside, but couldn't quite do that, and they ended up on the lows of the day. Not a huge washout by any means, but certainly not able to sustain some upward momentum that we've seen earlier in the week. Now this morning we are seeing the markets gap lower and struggling, at least in the early part of the session. So we are getting some momentum actually going to the downside. We're gapping lower in the live cattle and in the feeders for that matter. So we're quickly getting down to the low end of that trading range that we've semi-established over the last 3 or 4 weeks. So we'll see where this goes, but the cash market has been pretty firm this week. 107, it looks like, a lot of activity yesterday. The Fed trade, again, at 107, that's up 3 from last week. Dress trade around 167 is also up 3 from last week. Box beef values were strong yesterday. Choice up 124 at 219. Select was up just 8 at 208. So the spread was up 116, 1136, movement 147 loads. Slaughter rates to date, this week so far, 478,000 head. That's 4,000 less than a week ago and 8,000 more than a year ago. So we continue to be above a year ago. The weights are increasing again as well. We're definitely higher than a year ago. So I think we're still moving through that backlog of cattle. That would explain the heavy weights. That would explain the huge amount of feed consumption that surprised the market. So I think that's kind of the explanation there. We should be pretty much toward the tail end of working through that backlog of numbers, especially as we work through this marketing hole. But my position has not changed, that I think that you're going to see more market-ready cattle starting probably in about 2 or 3 weeks. That's going to be difficult to absorb. We're going to be looking at an economy that's still struggling. We're not exactly flying out of this setback that we had from Corona. And of course, with Trump testing positive, the markets are on edge already. So there's a lot of things going on. And we just add one more kind of notable, important thing to that here this morning with that positive test. But I think the stock market was a little shaky at first. It seems to be hanging in there. That should offer some level of support to cattle, but we'll see how this shakes out. If the gap down today holds and you have some, the markets are shaky to wrap up a week that started out pretty strong, I think that sets a pretty negative tone as you get into next week. And again, as you work your way through the tail end of this marketing hole and bigger numbers are coming and bigger weights are coming, that it's going to be difficult to absorb that. That's kind of been my stance. I think getting hedges on the books here is a thing to do. And just to, protect yourself through this last quarter of this year and the first quarter of next year, to work through these numbers and this massive disruption in the cattle space, that should get us back on track once we get into late winter, early spring of next year. If you have any questions, you can call me at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.